Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show. Podcast.
Was there madness getting here today?
Yes. Well, just we ran a little late, so we were trying to zoom in through traffic to get back.
Zoom.
Did you hit a pedal cart? What are those?
We actually passed the pedal cart place. So yeah.
Okay. Thankfully no one was so on it. It is only 11:30. So.
Yes, good Lord. Yeah.
That would have been something else, right? We're like, yes. Starting early.
Has it gotten old for you now that you live in Nashville? Like the bachelorette parties and the tour, yes. The how crazy Nashville has gotten within, like, I don't know, the last 10 years or so. It's so different.
I miss our town.
I do too. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we've been here almost 10 years and it is not the same. It's kind of like lost its charm a little bit because it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's like
the last time I was there, like normally every time we go there, you start at Legends Corner if you're going to go to Broadway and you work your way up. And now you go to Legends Corner and there's a big Apple store next across the street. And I'm like, this doesn't go together.
Yeah,
what is this?
It's bizarre. It's weird. It's getting even weirder.
The Apple store does look weird, though. It should be a different store there. Like Apple should have, I don't know, with like a neon sign or like a cutesy. Like, could they have done that?
Yeah.
Oh, like a more like boutique-y kind of vibe.
Yeah, I feel like they needed like some assistance there in the planning and design.
Someone thought it was a good idea, and I don't know who, but.
Hey, congratulations on the CMA nomination, by the way.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
We just saw that come out, and another volume two, right? We got another album?
Yes, yep. another Through the Madness coming out September 23rd. Yes, another 8 songs or 9 songs? How many? I don't know. Something like that.
9 songs. Okay. Yeah, I think
9.
What do you guys know what the single is? Because I couldn't figure it out.
We don't have
out.
A single. Maybe.
We don't have single. But if you love a song on there, let us know. Yeah.
Can I tell you which one I love?
Yes. Can you tell our team, too?
both of your opinions.
Well, it's so funny because the name of the song, to me, I was like, it's an original name. Nobody else has come up with it. And that is Spring Cleaning.
Yes.
And I was like, I love this song. I love this song. It's
Do we
so
have to
fun.
Wait until next spring, though, to release this as a radio single?
No, because the lyric is, it ain't spring, but I'm cleaning out.
Yeah.
So it's like, it can happen.
Okay,
anytime.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And
Holly.
It was so fun. Yeah.
You got to tell our team that, okay?
Yeah. I will, because I just think it's like, to me, it was like, super fun and a good party song, and it's heartfelt still because it's like, you know, I'm throwing you out. And I love the Marie Kondo reference, which as I pronounced her name correctly,
I did.
Have you guys done that to your own houses?
Yes.
Have you
all
really?
The time?
Yes. The only thing I can't stick with what she does, she folds her underwear weird.
I do not fold underwear. Exactly. That is such a waste of my time.
She like folds it into little like they look like little mini chicken sandwiches or something.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no.
Well,
I can't
and she folds like jeans a certain way, and I just I don't have time for that. But I do have time for the getting rid of things if they don't bring you joy. Which basically we wrote that song. I had this bizarre idea to like Marie Kondo somebody. Like how would you Marie Kondo condo someone like an ex or a whatever, and I was like, how can we fit Marie Kondo into a song? And then we just came up with Spring Cleaning, and it was so fun.
It's so good. So that's how it started.
Yes.
With just our we got to fit Marie Kondo in a song.
Yes. I was reading that book, The Life-Changing Art of Tidying Up, and I was like, how would you do that to a person or an ex or someone you don't want in your life anymore?
Does she know that you guys have a song? No, no. She can't. It's not even out. Like, she needs to know.
I know.
I don't know if she even likes country music, but hopefully she does.
Yes.
She will now.
She will now. Will after. That's right, Rob.
Yes.
You got the Maddie and Tay are the gateway for her to come into the country world. I absolutely love
what,
that.
What about your sock drawer, though? Do you pair your socks together, or is that all big
oh,
mess?
Oh, I am like, oh, no, the socks got
to
go together.
The socks have to go together. Fun fact about me is I have never and will never wear a pair of socks if they do not match.
And I do all the time.
I would just opt to not wear socks. But something about wearing mismatching socks makes my OCD wild.
It makes me feel balanced. I'm like, oh, one green, one pink, whatever.
Wish I was like that. No, it's like turmoil for me.
Hey, everyone has their things. I'm like, my bathroom sink has to be completely cleared and clean before I get ready because I cannot, like, I do not like getting ready in filth.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which my That's version of filth, like literally speaking of spring cleaning, like yesterday I was like telling my husband, I'm like, okay, I'm going to get home and clean. And he's like, why? And I'm like, because it's filthy in here. And he's like, it's actually really clean. And I'm like, no, this is my definition of filthy is maybe a little too high. But like, I just, if there's like a speck of dust, I'm like, oh, I got to clean that.
Yeah. I used to live with a boyfriend that he's like, when you're done washing your hands, I appreciate you wiping the counter down, but if you could do the inside of the sink, that would be great. I don't want any water spots anywhere in the sink. But I'm like,
but it's the sink.
It's the sink. Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. But I was, but he was like next level OCD. Yeah, like almost where it was kind of psycho. Where
yeah, yeah.
He could be a serial killer. Okay.
Yeah, I was like, this could be a red flag.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't work out. I mean, I'm not sure.
Because you didn't clean the sink.
Yeah, I know. No, I did some spring cleaning on that one. I was like, I got to go. You are not bringing me joy.
Yeah.
You're mean. You're mean.
Got to go.
You're going on tour or are on tour already soon, right?
Next week.
Yes. Yes. So next week.
All song, no static?
All song, no static. That's
yes.
Right.
That means, unfortunately, you can't listen to it on the radio, which sucks for us because you get a little bit of static.
I know.
Just a tad.
Wait, how are you working the baby with being on tour? What are your plans for that?
She has already been on the road with us more than a couple times.
We started touring in June, so she's gotten used to it.
Yeah, she's well-versed. She's like the most well-traveled baby, I think, ever. We're trying to figure out if she's broken the world record for county fairs, but we'll see. She's just the most chill baby. She's very adaptable. I think how she came into the world plays a lot into it. She's just here to hang.
She's the FOMO baby. She just wants to be around.
Yeah.
How old is she now?
She's 7.5 months. Well, she'll be 8 months next week.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. She's getting so big.
Is it January, right?
January.
But you should have had, like, the due date was
April. So she's
April.
She's 4.5 months adjusted.
Does she give you Aries Taurus vibes or, like, whatever January is vibes? I don't even know what that is.
Capricorn. She's a Capricorn. She definitely gives Capricorn vibes for sure.
What is the Capricorn stuff? I've been getting into the horoscope thing. There's a podcast you have to listen to that I listened to this morning that you will love.
She's Capricorn Sun and Virgo Moon. So she's very much, I mean, my husband is also a Capricorn. So she's just like a perfect mixture
of that and Virgo. Yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I just find that fun. I've never really asked that question, but I was like, I wonder what it is, like what the attributes, if you're supposed to be like, Rob was premature. He was a premature baby too.
You were Rob? How many months early?
Let's see. I was born May 1st. I think I was supposed to be, I think the due date was like sometime in July. So two or three months.
I was worried about raising an Aries.
Woo!
you're actually right on the money on that one, because you have two. Wait, Rob, are we Aries or Taurus? What are we? I'm on the cusp.
I'm a Taurus. I know that. And my wife will tell you that it is true.
Yeah, my sister's a Taurus, and the horns are real.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not stubborn. She's like,
That means you're stubborn. Yes. If you're stubborn about being stubborn.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't tell me what I am. I know what I am.
100%. Can I tell you the other song I like on there is Drinking to Remember?
Yes.
I like that one too. Can you tell us the inspiration for that or how that one came about?
Drinking? Yeah, it was just a title that I had because, you know, the saying is you drink to forget, but I just thought it would be cool to have a fun little twist on it. And we wrote it via Zoom with the same people that we wrote Watching Love Leave with, yeah. Benji Davis and Daniel Ross, and it was special. It's one of those songs that you know it's special when you write it, which mm-hmm. is cool.
Is it easier to write on Zoom or is it harder or is it the same?
I would say harder, but we made really great art over Zoom. Like, we still made it happen, which was really cool. So I guess it's like a kind of another tool in our tool belt. Like, yeah. we're able to do that if we ever needed to.
It has its perks. Yeah. I miss, like, writing in sweatpants.
Yes, the sweatpants.
Or no pants, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. The sweatpants was, yes, I miss that.
Like, just don't stand up.
Yeah, exactly.
<You're> like, ah! we're in the same boat with interviews, obviously, because we're doing it this way still for the most part. But I feel like our in-person is a lot crazier for us when it's more fun. It's more, I don't know, I feel like you really get the energy is a little bit different. And it's a disaster, Rob. Is that the word I was looking for? It's a little bit of a disaster.
Like, sometimes it's a big old train wreck. Hey, do you still have chickens?
Okay.
How are your chickens?
There's a whole saga. Are you ready?
Well, last time I heard, I remember we had lost a couple, which happens with chickens. Any chicken owner gets it.
Okay. At least I felt so bad about myself. I was like, I'm a horrible chicken owner.
Ooh. Chicken mom.
But so I lost my original chickens to the raccoons, and then I got a new batch, and they also got eaten. But I have one lone survivor. Her name is Una. I named her like Una, like Uno, like the solo chicken. She is still going strong. She's still at the house. We protect her at all costs, and we actually just got a Great Pyrenees to protect her, but he thinks she's a toy and has been chewing on her feathers on her butt. So it's really a disaster at the farm right now. It's just falling apart, but you know what? It's all good.
I did a ton of research about the Great Pyrenees dogs, and they need, you might want to team them up for a little bit with a different dog.
See, I have another dog, but maybe
but he a needs Great Pyrenees, because they'll teach each other the livestock things.
I can't deal with two of them.
It's like, no, I know. That's what I said. I was like, well, we can't have two at our farm. Like, I tried one. It was a disaster. But I was like, if I were to do it, I would maybe send my dog out, a dog out. Now we have a golden doodle, but out. Anyway, whatever. That's dog.
Dog chicken things.
Tay, you're not doing any farming?
I'm not doing any farming.
Are you living the farm life at all?
I wish. I would love to one day have like gardens and herbs, but I have no green thumb. I have like whatever the opposite of green thumb is. I have lots of fake plants in my house and they do just fine.
I should have gotten fake plants. I don't know what I was thinking being on the road and having real plants. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you're always gone, right?
You don't have time to be taking care of plants and animals and all this stuff, right?
Right. Yeah, if you want to grow something that is easy, because I have a brown thumb too, pumpkins. You plant them in the beginning of the spring, like mid-spring, you forget about them. You don't even go there. Don't even go. It stresses like you out. You're like, where are the pumpkins? And then in September, you're like, oh, pumpkins.
That is
and
so
And then at
exciting.
late September, you're like, oh, there's more pumpkins. Like, I'm just saying, if you
like
want to grow
big
something.
Big old pumpkins?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Not like huge, like.
Put them in your pumpkin patch in my yard.
those I failed on growing. Like the ones that like a record, you know, like.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I had like two, I guess they were like, what were they? $100 seeds or something, Rob? What did they give me?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was terrible. Lord. They could barely get them to grow. Aww. I was terrible at it. They need extra care. But regular pumpkins, put some of that chicken poop down. Plant the pumpkins. Boom. You got pumpkins.
Can I borrow some chicken poop?
Yeah.
you're going to have to do
really good out of poop.
You're going to have to do a join Holly's farmland podcast next.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, well, can we ask one last question?
Oh, yeah.
Who makes you laugh? What do you guys think is funny? Stand-up comedian or like a favorite movie scene or something like that?
Oh, okay. I've got a movie and a comedian. Right now, this girl, Taylor Tomlinson, she's hilarious. She makes mental health, like, she makes jokes of it, and it just really is comforting to me. Like, I love it. And then The Wrong Missy on Netflix.
Oh my God, that was my movie.
That was your movie? Oh, shoot. He's like, we're loose. We're having fun. We're
the Wrong Missy. That's what David Spade, right?
It's yes.
So funny.
God, really, oh my God. Yeah, so really good.
I saw that. Yes.
Oh, man.
All right. We'll have to play that on our show. We'll find a clip from something.
Yeah.
And we'll play it on our show because we think that's funny too. So that's perfect.
Yes. Yay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Well, congratulations on all the success, by the way. Thank you guys for the music. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Love you.
Great to see y'all.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Rob and Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.